It's a Rick Emerson show. If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hoe. And stuff. It's 503-535-9100. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll talk to Randy the Natural Couture and Matt Malone. Lindland Sport 5-9, which is happening on Saturday. Talk about the tickets for that and all that whatnot. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
The inner workings of the female mind revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910.
All right. How are you, Julie? How can I help you?
How do I sound behind this big,
behind the big
thing?
Bulbous, spongy microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound fine. You always sound fine.
Okay. Ooh, I have to tell you.
Yes.
You know how yesterday you were talking about Chase and Farrah and Kyle said that I would watch it?
Yep.
Well, I had to, just to see.
Yes, we knew you would.
Oh, my God.
I knew you would.
Well, I only watched the first episode. I didn't watch the second. But it's basically, you know, they're following her around, chasing her,
uh-huh.
You know, trying to get her a deal to
yeah.
do the show. And she talks about how much she hates reality TV. And tell me this, what happened to her nose?
Are you asking
me? Do you think she, I mean, it's like Michael Jackson's nose, and I am not kidding you.
Are you really asking me detailed questions about Farrah Fawcett?
Well, she's a woman
Are you under the assumption
I would know
that?
She's a woman. You would
know
that. Of course you would. It's Farrah. You know, and they talk about how she's okay. in the tabloids all the time. I don't think so.
All right.
I saw a little bit of that, and I just kept seeing, like, Ryan be like, I'll make you a cocktail, honey.
Yeah, I have...
They remind me of the Ferris and Murray Wilson rock and roll dad.
I have what can safely be considered zero interest in Farrah Fawcett or any reality show starring her.
Well, they said everybody does, and I'm sorry, that's not true.
Okay.
And it was just... She was really high or drunk or something, and she acted like Anna Nicole Smith. But she said how much she hated reality TV and why am I doing this?
Well, and as sad as this sounds...
I don't want to be Anna Nicole Smith.
As sad as this sounds, she really is a poor man's Anna Nicole Smith.
Exactly.
I mean, fathom that sentence. All right, so we're going to combine two things here. Because we were going to ask Jen about the strongest drinks in Portland and where they can be found. Because Sarah had mentioned the Space Room. And I wanted to tie that in with a question we had gotten for Jolie about, like, when you're out there and you're buying a girl a drink, maybe trying to get a little social lubrication going on, what it is that you should be buying for her.
What mixes best with Ruth?
So if you're going to be calling and leaving a phone message for somebody, then you will follow it up with a drunken kidnapping, what you should be buying for them. So, Jen, I thought you might want to handle that, and then Jolie can make
put
notes so she knows
in.
These things. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk about specific drinks and places to get them.
Probably, yeah. There's the, what you would recommend. It's kind of a two-tier thing. The, you know, what goes down easy with a woman, and then what the...
Depends on what kind of woman you're talking about.
Well, however you wish to address it.
Okay, there's always the... If you want to go straight from 0 to 60,
yeah.
Shots and beers. You cannot go
back
wrong.
Back to back?
Yeah, definitely. Shots and beers. And then there's always the classic Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
You
know, women really like those, too.
Yeah, and you know what? The flavored martinis, like chocolate martini or whatever, those
uh-huh.
things, I mean, that's just pure alcohol. So that's like at least three ounces of pure alcohol.
Here's a dumb question. What's in a chocolate martini?
It's usually like Godiva or creme de cacao and vodka.
Ah, yeah. All right. Fantastic.
They're way too sweet. Yeah. I have to tell you that.
What is a white...
I love
it. I probably asked you this before. What is a white Russian? What's in that?
Vodka, Kahlua, and cream.
Okay, because that's Lara's favorite drink. And so
but
I never
good.
Know what's in it. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, in Vegas,
anything,
she just double-fished those.
Anything that's deceptively sweet, like a zombie or
like
a Mai Tai. Yeah, or Rick Emerson.
Rick Emerson, he's deceptively sweet.
How about some jungle juice?
Jungle juice,
ooh,
like
yeah.
we're all in eighth grade. Yeah. The,
is that what you were doing in eighth grade?
In jungle juice, are we talking about the
yeah,
same thing?
And they make awesome jungle juice at Squeeze, actually, in Belmont.
Squeeze.
That place has great jungle
yeah.
juice.
Fantastic. All right. Other thoughts or observations?
Let's see. If she's like a gin and tonic, vodka, water type girl,
uh-huh.
straightforward and to the point, get her a double, you know. And mark it
that's,
up.
That's
you know,
very
go,
true.
Yeah, go for the top shelf, get her a double.
So really is whatever, that's actually good advice, I guess. Whatever she drinks, just make it a double.
Yeah.
Make it a Fajot evening, won't
yeah.
you please?
Yeah, and definitely and upgrade it. If
yeah.
you can impress her a little bit by saying, oh, do you want Grey Goose in that? You know.
Yeah. So Grey Goose is what it's all about, right?
Grey Goose is really good. New Deal's vodka is really good. That's actually a new local one. That's really super smooth.
I have a salesperson in the building who shall remain nameless, who has closed some business for this program recently, and who sent me a very unsubtle email letting me know that I could repay him with a big bottle of Grey Goose. Which I considered until I went to the liquor store and saw the price tag attached to it, at which point I decided he would get a mini bottle of Captain Morgan instead. enjoy that, my friend. All right. Excellent. Jolie, thoughts, observations before we bring in the muscular man? You can't stay for that, sadly. There's not going to be enough room in the studio.
Gee.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay. Here's my thought, though. If you're going to buy a girl a drink...
Yes.
Don't you think you should just... buy her whatever she's drinking, like Jen said, up it. But yeah. Because I don't want a guy, like Sarah got those free drinks the other night and they were shots. I mean, you don't want to give a girl something that she doesn't want to drink. Just like she doesn't want you to order for her when you're eating dinner.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's very true.
Maybe. If it's free, though, she'll probably drink it regardless.
No, I think that it, especially if she's already in the bar drinking, you can observe her. I mean, makes
observe
it a little
her,
creepier.
You can stalk her and fill a little notepad.
You can do a little low-level stalking and figure out what she's going to want to drink.
You can film her in her natural environment and then view them at home on your computer.
Most people enjoy drinking drier drinks like vodka or gin are not going to go for like a shot of tequila because that just doesn't jive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pay attention, remember?
And then you got to punch her with your words. Punch her with alcohol. You gotta punch her with a drink.
I'm gonna punch you, Rick.
Okay, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. She's Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable. We'll be back with more Jen Lane, plus Matt Lindland, and Randy the Natural Couture talking about Sport Fight 9 coming up this weekend. You stay there. Back after this.
We figure out women so you don't have to. Send your questions to How Chicks Think at rickemerson.com. Max 910.
All right, it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Thank you for coming by. You want to email today? By God, why wouldn't you? It's rick@rickemerson.com, rick@rickemerson.com. We got Don and Mike coming up at noon. Like us at 3. World-famous Phil Henry show at 7. Don't forget, tomorrow, I mean, all kinds of crap tomorrow. Tomorrow's one of those days. Tomorrow's like an overfilled Michelin tire. It's just ballooning up dangerously with things we're doing. Tomorrow we've got... Well, we've got Scott Daly's going to be here from filmfever.org. We've got, we got the guy from Saints and Soldiers is going to be in tomorrow. We've got numerous things, but I don't even have the list in front of me here, so it's all coming through. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We'll talk a little bit more with her just a short while. All right, now the last, I think it was in January when the last Sport Fight happened, Sport Fight 8, and we had Matt the Law Lindland, who was here, and I offered him money to punch Kyle in the face, and he didn't want to do it. He was saving up all his manly essence and energy to beat ass on a guy who didn't show up. A guy who chickened out like a weasel, like a spineless girly man, a one-celled organism of a human who did not even appear at the event. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Matt the Law Lindland.
Hey, Rick. Are you still being threatened from the desert dogs?
No, I don't have... I've got my productions have to protect me.
you've got Kyle.
They're all there.
And Sarah.
So I've got Kyle and Sarah who'll do a good curb stomping on anybody who might need it.
Rick.
Thank you. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm people who knows people. Let's also welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, and I'm reading this right. This is the official extended biography here, known as, I always wonder about the nicknames, because I long to be called Hacksaw, or maybe... Or maybe like just pliers or something. Known as The Natural for his athleticism and wrestling ability, Randy Couture is a four-time world team member in wrestling, four-time national champion in Greco-Roman wrestling, three-time All-American in college, two-time runner-up at the NCAA National Championships. Let's welcome Randy the Natural Couture. How are you, sir?
Good, Rick. How are you?
All right. Could I be like maybe Rick the Stromboli?
Rick, Rick Paperclip Emerson.
Or Rick the, like, Rick Pushpin or something?
Rick Thumbtack Emerson.
There's no need to be mean about it. Why you gotta demean my masculinity in front of other people? All right, so Matt, Randy, first of all, I gotta ask you, whoever wants to answer, before we talk about the sport fight thing, I have to ask this in all seriousness. Where do the nicknames come from? Is that like a thing that you, do you give that to yourself, or is that like in Spider-Man where the ref just goes, this guy is a real natural, and then it just like the light bulb goes on over your head?
That's basically how it happened for me anyway.
Okay.
A guy that edits, runs Full Contact Fighter magazine.
That'll be me bumping a coffee cup there, I'm sorry.
He started calling me the natural, and I said, well, I've been called worse things, so. And it kind of stuck.
All right, and then Matt, the law, is that?
The law, I lay it down. I lay down the law, brother.
Absolutely. So, do you ever try to, do you ever get a nickname, and then you realize some other guy in, like, Akron, Ohio is using it, like you wanted to be, you know, like, you know, the Anvil or something, and a guy, you know, and you realize there's some guy named Ted, Ted the Anvil Rabinowitz or something, and you have to drop it?
We've seen it happen, yes, for sure.
All right, before we talk about Sport Fight 9, which is, and Sport Fight 9 is what, respect? Sport Fight 9,
that's
respect?
Right.
Because the last one was Sport Fight 8, like, I'm going to beat you into a pulp. Justice.
Justice.
Sport Fight 8, justice. So let's talk a little bit about, we'll follow up on something with you, Matt, that happened at the last one, which was January, right?
January 8th. Right.
January 8th. Now, on January 8th, you were originally scheduled, Matt, to fight... the guy's name. He's become such a non-person to me now that I don't even remember his name. What was his name?
Taylor something.
Taylor. The kid from Home Improvement. But then he didn't show up. He chickened out.
He did. Yeah. But we got a replacement, and I got to beat somebody up that night.
And so. It was Landon Showalter, right?
It was
the guy.
It was.
It was the replacement, and that guy came. And for those who don't know, I mean, you were supposed to fight this guy originally. He bailed out. He didn't show up. He's like, I have the sniffles or some lame crap. You get this guy, Landon Showalter, who, as I understand it, right, he was like a last-minute thing. Like, you called him at home and like, hey, do you want to come and be beat in the face? And he was down with it, right?
He was definitely down with it, yeah. He came and he fought. He's a tough kid. He's fought in our main events before and put on great shows, so.
Well, that's a, he really, I mean, he's a kid, he's a you know, man, but he is a guy who really had heart because he had to know that he was just going to get a whooping when he showed up, right? I mean, there was no...
Well, I think he was hoping for the opportunity to, you know, catch something.
But I mean, he took it. It was a good match. It was fantastic. And for those people who maybe have not seen a sport fight or stuff like this, if you're new to this, you haven't experienced it. You know, we always talk about it. It's is it accurate to say no holds barred?
No, we cannot technically say no holds barred.
Is that a trademark thing?
No, it's no holds barred is illegal in the state of Oregon, and we actually have a few holds that are barred.
What are the holds that are barred? Is that like the putting like a spike up your nose or something, or the
that would be one
jamming
of them.
A pen into your eye? Hey, he's doing the pen in the eye hold. Oh, that's got to be disappointing. What are the holds that are barred in sport fight?
Well, there's no weapons. There's no weapons.
What the hell? This is America. We're the home of the weapon. Well, all right, okay, so you can't, you can't bring in the folding chair in clearly, because this is the real deal.
No, you can't kick a guy when he's down. You can't strike to the spine or the throat. You can't kick to the groin.
Sissies.
The eye gouging, the biting.
What is the state
hooking,
afraid of?
All those sorts of things.
So you can't hook, fish hooking, which is where you hook the finger in the mouth, right?
Or
okay, you
any other,
the
any other orifice.
Or any orifice. the unintended insertion of your finger into any part of the body that doesn't wish to have anything inserted into it.
There you go.
That's the, he's going for the procto grab. He's procto.
I thought that was
hey,
so
that's
safe.
gonna be my nickname, Rick the Procto Grab, Emerson. And then obviously there's you can't punch a guy in the junk or something, or
exactly
break his spine in half or
Rick
anything.
Reach around Emerson.
Reach around. But other than that, this is and the example I always use for people who are not familiar with sport fight or some of the related things like Ultimate Fighting or whatever. Is when I was a kid, and I think a lot of boys did this when you're growing up, where you get two different types of insects, and you like, put them in a jar. Let's get some red ants and a grasshopper. Or let's get a spider and a praying mantis. And you put them in there, and you like, see it's different styles, and you see who prevails. And that's very much what this is, right? Where it's you get a guy, maybe one guy who's a martial artist, and a guy who's a boxer, a guy who's maybe good on the ground as a wrestler, and a guy who's a karate specialist. That's kind of the deal, right?
Yeah, I think that's how it started, certainly, is everybody was out to prove that their style was the best style of martial arts. I think what's come out of that is sports evolved now to where it's its own style. Everybody's training in mixed martial arts to be a complete fighter because there is no one style that teaches you or does everything that you need to know.
And the great thing about this, you see this, is there is, I mean, I can't think of anything anyway. I can't think of any sporting event in which people see in which fate can just turn so quickly. You know, it's very much where the guys will be going at, they're on the ground, or they're wrestling, they're doing whatever, and a guy will make one false move, one wrong opening, and man, and the crowd spots those too. A guy will leave his face open at the wrong moment. He'll lift up an arm at the wrong second, and everybody in the crowd, you'll kind of hear this, oh, you know. And And it's like, there comes the flip and the pound and the ow my teeth and I need those and the, oh, I'm seeing dead relatives and all that stuff. I mean, it's pretty fantastic. And this is, I mean, is this, what you guys, I mean, when you do like a full on, you know, just pedal to the metal match, I mean, is, how many days, how long does it take you to sort of be feeling 100% again after one of these?
It depends on
which end of it you're on.
Let's say you're the victorious. Let's say you're not.
You get fish hooked.
Let's say you're not the unfortunate Landon Showalter who was.
I, you know, I fought on Saturday nights and been back in the gym on Monday, yeah. And other times I've taken a week off.
And is this? I mean, is it a thing where? I mean, because this guy, I mean, I keep going back to this Landon Showalter thing, which was the really the main event last time. But there were several guys where I'm not sure if it was a direct hit to the nose. Or something, but it's like...
Well, that was, oh, that Joey Gale fight.
It's like 1 minute there wasn't blood, and then the next minute...
Somebody
oh,
turned the faucet on.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like it was a heavy day.
Yeah, he needed a transfusion.
You know what I mean? It was.
He definitely needed a transfusion. Yeah.
I mean, and that's... I mean, that's the thing you don't see. You don't see that a lot. I mean, a lot of times it's like you don't really get the feeling in some other sports where they're really going the whole nine yards with it. And you guys are really, you guys do, as the Godfather would say, you take it to the mattresses.
We're getting after it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a little break here. We'll come back. We'll talk about what's coming up on Saturday at Sport Fight 9. If people want to get tickets to this, Matt, if people are right now, it's sportfight.tv.
Sportfight.tv. You can get tickets online, or you can go to Ticket West or all your Safeway ticket locations.
Or you can come out to Team Quest Training Center on 182nd and Stark and get them right there in the gym.
All right. So we'll come back. It's happening. Sportfight 9. Respect happens. Mount Hood College this Saturday, 7:30. We'll take a small break here. We'll come back. We'll talk about what people can expect to see. And we'll talk a little bit about something people always ask me. Is about where these guys come from, especially some of the local fighters, and where they come from, and you know, it's kind of the genesis of where these guys appear from. So we're back. We're here with Randy, the Natural Couture, and Matt, the Law Lindland, and I'm Rick Calipers Emerson and stuff. We'll be back after this. So don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Send your complaints, nude photos, letters, and death threats to Rick Emerson, care of Max 910, 0700 Southwest Bancroft Street, Portland, Oregon, 97239. Now back to the show.
All right. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. I think Matt Lindland is actually, his strength emanates so strongly from his body, he's broken his headphones just by wearing
them.
Are they working?
Okay. I'm back.
All right. So, Rick Emerson Show, thank you for coming by. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, and we will talk about the Barfly happenings in just a moment. We're also here with Matt the Law Lindland, Randy the Natural Couture. We're talking about Sport Fight 9, just coming up Mount Hood College this Saturday, 7:30, March 26th. You can get tickets at sportfight.tv, right, or Tickets West?
That's right.
Either one.
All right, excellent. Now, Randy, you've also got a show on Spike TV, right?
Yeah, called The Ultimate Fighter.
And it was just renewed, and it's sort of a search for the next Ultimate Fighter, that kind of
a
thing?
Yeah, 16 fighters, all kind of aspiring fighters, put in a house, and they're fighting it out for a contract to be in the UFC.
All right. And this is that I kind of plead ignorance. I'm so behind in my TiVo is like filled up with like 90 million hours of things I haven't watched yet. So when does that air? Is that the thing where I guess
it airs on Monday nights.
Monday nights.
Right after the pro wrestling stuff.
Monday nights. Spike.
And there's only actually two episodes left and then the live event
TV.
On the 9th of April.
All right. So is that going to be coming out on DVD? Do you know? Is that a thing that's going to be released on DVD? Maybe
I would imagine that it will be.
Yeah. I heard they were going to do a marathon of the whole season.
Right. After the live event. Yeah.
See, that's totally what guys like me need. It's like where I just, you know, it's like where you just, it's like where you're kind of freebasing the television. You're just condensing it, getting it all at once. You know what I mean? Well, Sport Fight 9 is coming up March 26th. It's this Saturday, Mount Hood. And I will say, we were talking about this off the air, that I went, and it was packed last time. And I foolishly, it's like when the ticket said 7:30, I'm like, I'll get there at 7:30. And that was a mistake, because it was filled to the brim. And so anybody who wants to go, A, get your tickets now. B, get there early, because it was very crowded. It was a great time. Crowd
was
into
it. Is there a bar?
There are adult beverages there, and fantastic pretzels as well, and really the worst performance of the national anthem that I've ever heard in my entire life. So,
we're going to redeem ourselves this time.
Really?
The national anthem.
I won't name names. I don't want to admit who it was. No. I take it back. You said that, Matt the Law Lindland, not me. I will take this back. It wasn't the national anthem. That was actually a different guy. It was Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. That's what it was.
She sang the wrong song. If she was saying the national anthem, it probably would have been.
Yeah, and good. She was, you know, and... Never mind. It's best that I just move on at this point.
You can't start with she was and not finish it.
Well, sometimes you can just smell the cigarettes from 50 rows back. You know what I mean? You can just, I'm just saying, theoretically speaking, let's never talk about this again. So Sport 5-9, respects coming up. What can people expect? What are the big events happening there?
The big events. We've got Trevor Prangley versus a local favorite out of our gym, Matt Horwich. The main event is going to be Ed Shortfuse Herman.
Shortfuse Herman.
I thought you would love that.
Absolutely.
Name, so I threw that in there. He's going to be facing Glover Teixeira, the Brazilian guy that actually is the title holder for Sport Fight.
It's a title fight. 205 pounds.
Yeah, cool. And then we've got one of my Olympic teammates, Heath Sims, who's coming up here from California to take on another UFC veteran, Steve Berger.
And then you guys get some, there's local fighters as well. There's sort of the initial cards of the evening and then later on.
Yeah, we've got a lot of local fighters. There's a lot of local gyms around here that, I can't say they're as good as our gym, but they're very quality guys and they put out some very good fighters. Oregon Judo and Jiu-Jitsu over in Beaverton, Straight Blast Gym. There's some guys up in Olympia, American Top Team. So there's a lot of local talent. The Northwest is a hotbed for this sport. And we're kind of leading the way with the sport fight.
Are you guys going to be fighting?
Not on this card, no.
April 16th.
Both getting ready to fight.
There's no one who's capable of challenging them, Jen. Clearly,
they would fight each other. You wouldn't fight each other.
It would be unfair. If I gave you $10, would you punch each other right now?
He punched me last night. Look at my eyes. Did you see this?
He punched me two nights before that.
If I gave you $100, would you take care of someone who's bothering my producer? Theoretically speaking, I mean, just as a. Maybe a little, just
theoretically.
Go give him a good talking to, maybe.
Theoretically.
Just have speaks with him.
Deliver some literature. Wall-to-wall counseling.
So that is coming up this Saturday. And just a dumb question real quick. But there's just some guy out there who maybe trains on his own or isn't affiliated with a group or whatever.
We do amateur fights. The first four bouts of the evening are going to be some amateur bouts. But these guys, most of them train, so, I mean, he'd want to have some skills, I would imagine.
How does that guy get in touch with somebody if he maybe trains on his own or whatever, just would like to talk about giving it a shot, maybe?
He could email me, matt@tqfc.com.
matt@tqfc.com. Excellent. Real quickly, before we... Jen Lane is here, just sort of...
I'll be taking it to the floor tonight at Kelly's Olympian.
taking it to the floor like that guy at the barfly thing a couple months ago, where he had that... There was that guy when we were at the Kelly's Olympia.
Yeah, he went all limp like he was a protester in Selma or something.
He was doing this. It was a great thing where this guy had a shot of something.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
But he did that thing like in Raiders of the Lost Ark where he tipped his head back with the shot and then he just like kept going back. And it's like, wham, right onto the hardwood floor.
Ouch.
It was fantastic. Yeah. So what's coming up in the world of Barfly Magazine?
All right, tonight I'm DJing at Kelly's DJ Meow. From 6 to 8, and there's free food, 250 drinks, great time. Kelly's Olympian, Southwest Washington between 4th and 5th. And then the Family Feud's coming back for a new season. It's a new deal, new season of Family Feud starts on April 9th. I'm sorry. I need a calendar. I'm sorry. At Clyde's 10th anniversary party.
Oh, that is April 9th. That is April
9th. We're going to do Pirates versus Klingons.
Excellent.
And we're going to open up that show tonight. That night.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry.
That Clyde thing is going to be fantastic, by the way. We're coming right up on that, aren't we?
Yeah, it's just a week away from Saturday.
And speaking of things, we haven't even talked about the listener party today. Don't forget, coming up Friday, April 15th, Tax Day, Rick Emerson Listener Party 8 at the Viper Room, 7th and Hawthorne. Hawthorne. Name still to be announced, and special events still to be announced. Don't forget, we will be doing a dead celebrity contest at that party. You come as your favorite dead celebrity. You don't have to come as them in dead form. You can if you wish. There will be a massively entertaining and desirable prize for the person who comes as the best dead celebrity. That's coming up Friday, April 15th. One more time, we'll talk about Sport Fight Night, March 26th, which is Saturday. Mount Hood College, you go to Sport Fight .TV, find out more, and it starts at 7:30, the ultimate evolution of one-on-one combat. You guys have to do a Sport Fight video game. I'd be for buying that.
we're working on the video game and the television show. So.
Excellent. Excellent. And, Randy, the name of your show on Spike TV is?
The Ultimate Fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter. It airs Mondays on Spike TV, and the climax of that is coming up real quickly. Let me read a couple of these.
Randy and I are both fighting April 16th in Las Vegas pay-per-view.
Is that at the, Mandalay Bay?
MGM. No, MGM.
MGM. When is it? April 16th?
April 16th.
Yeah, week after the
Am I going to be there? No, it's the next week. Damn. I have to move my thing. We're all going to, over the next month, we figured out everybody on the show is going to Vegas. So that's where a lot of this happens. Right? Most of the Ultimate Fighting stuff, it happens there in Vegas.
A lot of it happens in Vegas, but we've been fortunate enough to bring it here to Portland and let the people, the local peeps, enjoy the show.
Excellent. So if you want to find out more, go to sportfight.tv. Real quickly, a couple of emails I didn't have time for earlier. Rick, how Lindsay, now see, this is, oh, here we go. Hal Lindsey is a Billy Graham-esque preacher. I have a vinyl album of his here in my office called The 1980s, Countdown to Armageddon. Rick, one time... I don't even know. These are more horrible things I've found in my food stories. Rick, of course Bobby and Whitney are still married. One or the other has been in prison or rehab since they wed in 1992. It's easy to get along. How about this? Rick, tell Sarah I'm sorry about the messages. And I love her. And I want to mince her like a clove of garlic. I'd like to tell you and your listeners how much I love you, but I'm crying too hard. Signed, Gene, Dungeon Master Level 9. P.S. What is the address there, and are there bushes near the door? All right, the website is sportfight.tv, Sportfight 9 on Saturday, and Jen Lane, it is barflymag.com. So we want to thank Jen Lane, we want to thank Matt the Law, Lindland, Randy the Natural Couture. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks,
and, the Rick Emerson Show will return tomorrow, 21 hours, 9:02, when we will have Scott Daly from FilmFever.org. We'll be talking to one of the actors from Saints and Soldiers and other things as well. It's just a fantastically packed show tomorrow. As always, Don and Mike next. Like us at 3, World Famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon from Max 910. Hear her morning, 6 to 9 a.m., as well as with I just bungled the whole thing there. Here in morning, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, and alternative mornings with Sarah Gregg at 94.7 FM. Kyle on the phones, Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom. We'll see y'all tomorrow, as always. Don't let the bastards run it down. We thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
This radio station sucks. Turn it up.